the biggest challenge, I thought, as I looked at the weather forecast, was the weather. So considering what everyone's gone through in the last almost 48, 36 hours, I think we're doing pretty well. It was freezing when we started, and then at 3 a.m. when I came out this morning, it rained right up till 1, 2 in the afternoon, and I mean it rained. I mean, everybody was desperately finding garbage bags. And
so, you know, absolutely. I was here for a big chunk of that, and I'm thinking, it looks like last year, but in fact, it's not last year. It's a different course. And even though it was cold the other night, it's not quite that rainy, at least not yet.
Wait a minute. It's been pouring.
Hey, I've been here, you said. I know when it's raining. Right, of course. There's no flooding on the course, right?
Well, no. We changed the course pre-race. And, you know, many of us discussed with the hunter that it's one thing to have rain, but when you don't have footage, there wasn't anything we couldn't run back there. So I think everyone's enjoying this course because it's quite smooth. It's got a few little turns, but they're quite smooth, actually.
Right now, it's just gone past midnight, and you're going to stay out here for how much longer?
I have two more laps.
Two more laps.
I've just done a 40 miles since lunchtime straight. I didn't take any break. I just ran straight 40 miles. It's kind of what I do. I don't know if tomorrow morning I can come back out and do another 40. That's kind of what I would do. But I already feel fatigued from the cold start and the rain.
Sorry, fatigued from the cold and the...
And the rain. The rain. It really... Because I came into this race, actually, with a bad flu. I had a flu two or three weeks before the race, and I was a bit concerned I could actually do it. I was very weak, but I decided to do it, because in the last days I seem to be recovering pretty fast, but I'm feeling the weakness of that flu. So,
I mean, right now, it's a pretty pleasant time to be here, don't you think? I mean, the rain has gone. It's pretty mild. It's kind of a softness to the air.
Yeah. I actually prefer this time of night. Around 9 o'clock, most of the runners go to bed, and I actually indulge in the quietness. Everybody's kind of gone, and it's just a handful of people, and I find it very peaceful, and I kind of get a rhythm, and I stay out here till like 1. And I probably won't be resting for very long, maybe a couple of hours off the track, and I'll be back out again. But that's just years of practice.
Absolutely. I mean, this is like how many years of being here?
I was just actually thinking as I joined this race this year, it's 20 years, 20 years to the month in May. That I did my first 7-day race, 1991 in Flushing Meadow, and it was a 7-day race. I was pretty clueless. I had finished I'd only run a 47-mile race, and I joined that 7-day race. I remember Shupava and Anton are in it, and many people who were experienced runners. And I remember going out there just blasting the first 100 miles, and I couldn't move for days because my feet were so swollen. But, yeah, 20 years.
20 years, you must have learned a few little things over that time.
Oh, yeah. I think the beautiful experience of Guru's teachings of having the inner courage, the inner determination, the wisdom to come back here. Don't think of the things that will not bring you back. Only think of the things that are... You make tremendous progress out here spiritually. You are like challenging. It's like I always say, it's like a surrender of the whole being. It's very kind of like profound experience.
On every level, right?
Absolutely. You go through perseverance, the challenges like, you know, the weather or your own feeling of being a bit down because you're maybe a little injured or you are not finding the race, exactly what you thought when you came, you know, and your attitude's not right. And but I admire all my brothers and sisters, because when I began them, like I said, in 91, there was just a handful of people. And now there's this absolute, like, 70, 80 people who are so inspired to run them and to, like, self-transcend and just manifest our guru's philosophy of coming out here and, you know, finding your dreams and goals, and Guru's a great example of being a runner.
So, you know, one of the things that struck me this year was the fact that you have a lot of people who hadn't been around for a while coming back. You had Arpan, you had Vasanti, you had Dalat, certainly Pagalata and other people, and it's such a tremendous inspiration that you know, people aren't just sitting.
No.
I mean, here's Vasanti, who has done what an incredible event she did last summer, and she's come back for this. What a tremendous achievement in so many ways.
Yeah, well, these people inspired me, because, like I said, 20 years, and I they're bringing me this newness, freshness that, you know, sometimes you don't want it to disappear in your own consciousness, you know, thinking this is my 14th, 6th day, 20, 32 multi-days. I get sometimes a little caught, like, that's a lot, you know. Like, but I guess I do them because in this lifetime, if I'm, you know, signed up with the Supreme to take up this challenge, as sometimes hard as it is, I guess I'm surrendered.
Well, you did something new this year yourself, which was to go to the 24-hour race. And, I mean, you've changed your game plan a little bit, and that's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I had a little invite from a few of the Canadians, and I pondered on it, and I thought, you know, I used to do two a year. I used to do a six-day race in the spring, and a 7 or 1,000 in the fall. And I felt like something was missing. You know, not that I was really wanting to come back out and run a second race every year, but I thought, you know, if I can learn another way to run, like a 24-hour, 48, I was really inspired to try it, and I had a great time. And I couldn't believe how it's so different, and yet I feel I can improve. I feel like I'll do more. And I just feel it's something that, again, it's a special way to manifest. It's very amazing getting on the track and running 24 hours and going home. Whereas here, you're day after day, you know.
Well, this is your world.
Yeah.
And then there's all the little bits and pieces that change with spring, and the sights, the sounds, the smell, everything.
I know, it's like this park. I must say, I really, really love Ward's Island. It had a special fragrance there and a presence. I remember seeing Guru once, standing after a UN meeting, and he was just standing in the park, and I thought, wow, it's like, you know, it has special memories for me.
Well, I'm just thinking, living over here, there's the little peace garden, and we're turning around, and I was inaugurated in 2006, and you know, the whole treating on the street. So it's been around here, I guess. It's maybe Sri Chinmoy Street here, but the signs are up in the right ahead of us.
I actually was thinking how Ashbihana was saying yesterday, he dreams that one day Kavali will make a statue, and it will be right there of Guru running, you know, made into a shape of Guru running. And I think I dream of it too one day, right there.
That's the spot, I'm sure, yeah.
Because it's like Guru ran in this park, and I often think when the course was a little different and the marks are on the ground and I step near them and I think, so amazing, this was Guru's training ground. This is 1970s. This is where he would come in the middle of the night. So it's like for us, well, I sometimes imagine that corner up there near the highway, exactly where Greer must have run, and just feel those footsteps were there 30 years ago.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, we can't forget these things. They're immortal, and, you know, time will pass, and we have to remember, and we have to preserve, and we have to keep these special, sacred moments in our life. So, I'm very deeply grateful to Guru that he keeps me running after 31 years of running and 20 years of multi-days. It's amazing.